Let us pray. May the word of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our Redeemer. Amen. Words can be powerful, but words can be fun too. At one optometrist's office, it says, if you don't see what you're looking for, you have come to the right place. Or on a butcher's window, let me meet your needs. And outside a muffler shop, no appointment necessary, we'll hear you coming. I wonder what kind of sign God may put up in his office and what we may see and we may knock on his door. Now, today's text I'm drawing from the passage from the book of Isaiah. The text part of it says, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but shall accomplish that which I purpose and shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it. We are talking about the Word of God. And so my sermon title is that the Word works. The Word works. How does it work? Remember, three times when Jesus was in the wilderness, tempted by Satan. Three separate temptations. Jesus spoke to Satan, it is written. Written in God's word. And Satan was defeated. Jesus called out in a loud voice, Lazarus, come out. Remember that story? And the dead man came out, having died 3-4 days ago. In the book of Genesis, the start of the whole Bible, God said, let there be light, ... What were these things? Light, sun, and moon, and stars, and animals, birds, fish, and more that came. God spoke them into existence. God just spoke the word, and they came into being. So God's word is full of power. It will not return to him empty. That's what the scripture is telling us this morning. God's word will accomplish God's desires and purposes. That's why it won't come back empty. It will accomplish. God's word has irresistible power. And when you and I speak God's word, you are tapping into the limitless of God's word. In the book of Jeremiah, chapter 23, we are reminded there, let the one who has my word speak it faithfully. If you have God's word, speak it faithfully. Is not my word like fire, which is often a symbol of God's word, declares the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks a rock in pieces. What an imagery, not just the fire, but the hammer that can drive home a nail, can break down obstacles. So we may ask ourselves three questions this morning about God's word. Firstly, why does the word work? Well, simply put, it works because it is God's word. He is the ultimate. He is God. And of course, it works. Any words or messages that is shared is only as reliable as its source. And we know that if we go onto internet and we need to really know what source it's coming from, to make sure it is reliable. And if the word that share is our own word, that is you and I just think about it and thought about it and say it, then it may not be that reliable. But since it is God's word that we are supposed to proclaim, it rests entirely upon God himself, not on anything else, but on God for whom he is. Now, that can be frightening because we better make sure whatever we speak and say that is aligned with God's idea and values and so forth. When we need to speak, we speak, and we need not to be silenced or compromising God's word. It is not just our opinion that we speak of, but going back to the source, which is God himself, that we speak God's word. It can be encouraging too, because when we share God's word with people around us, we can do so with that confidence that it is God's word. It has power and he is the source. That's why God's word works. So how does it work again? The Holy Spirit, who works through us and among us, works in and through the word whenever and wherever that word confronts people. And it can be confronting when we come to proclaiming the word of God. The Spirit is there working God's will whenever any of us share God's word in any way. It is the Holy Spirit who gives the power through the word that we can share. Now, if the hearer reject the love of Jesus, it's not because the word is not working, but rather it is the hardening of hearts that people resist the Spirit and God's word. So we should not be discouraged. Our job, your job, my job, is to proclaim the word faithfully as God purposes it. God works in people's hearts and through the things we sow in their hearts by words that we say. The seed is that word of God. God works in our lives through the word. We can experience that ourselves. We could call this the power of the word or power of the seed. Can you imagine? One day, a family member or friend will say, "Oh, this year, you never spoke to me about Jesus." We need to speak Jesus into the lives of others. And you're familiar with this tagline that we have for 2025. Just tell somebody about Jesus. Just tell somebody about Jesus. It's not up to us to convert people. Our job is just to speak it, to proclaim it, to share our testimony, to share the good stories and all that. The Holy Spirit is the one who convicts people and bring people to Jesus. The word of God printed in our Bibles between the covers. It may sit on the shelf, it may be used regularly. But if it's closed, it's not going to do any good for anybody, and ourselves included. That's why Jesus Christ has commissioned you and I to go and tell people about the word of God. So, just recap, we know why the word works, and we know how it works through the Holy Spirit. And so, for what purpose does the word work? Again, the scripture tells us, the purpose is to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. That's from 2 Timothy. It is for wisdom, for salvation, and through faith in Christ Jesus. The word works for the purpose of bringing the lost to faith in Jesus. It is also a weapon to use against attacks like Satan and temptations. Jesus used that very well in the temptation in the wilderness. So all of us should be moved to redouble our effort in sharing this very valuable, precious word of God with others. D.L. Moody said, "The scriptures were not given to increase our knowledge. It's not just a book of knowledge. The scriptures were not given to increase our knowledge, but to change our lives." That is the purpose of the Word of God for us and given to us. The Word of God is not simply a collection of God's words or just a vehicle of communication of ideas. It is living. It is life-changing. It is dynamic. It is work in us and through us. The Word of God lives and it gives life to those who believe, who accept, who listen. It energizes those in the presence of God's Word in this life and in the life to come. The Word of God is living and powerful because it breathes life into each one of us as we encounter the Word of God daily. And it is a matter of life and death, because with Christ we have life. No Christ, no life. So wouldn't we want to share the good news with people, our loved one and others? Tell them about Jesus? Just tell somebody about Jesus. Now, in the book of Hebrews chapter 4, it says, "For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitude of the heart." We get that just as with the three scripture passages we read out today. The double-edged sword, it's powerful, it's cutting, it's convicting. It reaches into the hearts of men and women. So God always, his purpose is to reach out to people, those who look into the Word. As we open the Bible or Bible apps, whatever, as we turn to the Word of God, God is reaching out to each one of us as we read the Scriptures. That is what his purpose. Calling us and other people to life. Meeting our needs, where we need comforting, encouragement, or whatever we may face. And offer answer to some of the questions in life. That is the Word of God. Just tell somebody about Jesus. And the Word of God breaks through all the masks that people may put up. It tears them down so that we can be authentic and genuine as real Christians to one another. Just tell somebody about Jesus. The Bible opens to us through the work of the Holy Spirit. And it's our clearest mirror and strongest counsel. A mirror that reflects of who we are and how much we need God. Counsel means that we can be given advice of how we need to live our life according to God's purpose. So dear brothers and sisters, I can't put it any simpler regarding the word of God. It's to read the Bible and find out for yourself. Don't just read other people's interpretation. That's helpful. It's good. But we need to read the word of God for ourselves. And we need to do it all the time, regularly, so that we are listening to God. One of the passages today is that, you don't listen to me? Well, we need to listen to God. We need to study Bible, learn for ourselves who God is, His character, His love, His power. We need to read it to know, to understand. And we need to, of course, apply the teaching. Again, Jesus said, why don't you go and do it? Do it. The doing part, it changes us and changes lives of others. Do you and I need the power, this power in our life? Of course we do. It is through the Word of God, it is through the Holy Spirit that gives us the power and the courage to tell somebody about Jesus. Planting the seeds into the hearts of our friends and families and whoever we may come across. And then the Holy Spirit will bring it to life and work it. Let me close with this last verse from the book of Ephesians chapter 3. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we ask for or think, according to the power that works in us. We can do abundantly more if we rely on God's power who is living in us. So dear brothers and sisters, just tell somebody about Jesus.